Yep. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Should be just loading. Oh, although I can't see it on my screen. Let's just go here. Okay. I've been doing some research into the different components that we could use, what's available to us to actually make the remote control. First of all, we have to look at how the remote control is actually made and what is it happens inside the casing, which is more your field. The main internal feature is a circuit board, which contains all the electronics and also the contacts with the power source, which is not necessarily a battery, as we're about to see. There are several components of the circuit board that we need to consider, where we'll be getting them from, what they'll be made of, including the integrated circuit, which is also known as the chip, which is where all the main information is contained. Diodes, transistors, resonators, resistors, and capacitors all need to be considered as well, and all their positioning in the circuit. They're all different options. They're all separate, apart from the chip, which we will probably decide whether we buy a simple or regular advanced. We can go into that later. All the other things are individual components that we'd have to get in separately and work out the most like effective circuit, including all the wires and everything like that. And the LED, of course, that's the light emitting diode, so we've got like flexibility with colors and things with that as well. Okay, there are lots of different possibilities for the energy source. We could use a basic battery, but that brings with it like the need to be recharged and the bulk, the size of it as well. And they're not so great to dispose of environmentally. There's the hand-powered dynamo, which is a sort of thing that was used for torches 50 years ago, a bit out of date. Kinetic energy is something that's been recently developed, where you manually charge up the power. Like you wind up something. Sorry? Yeah, every once in a while, I think. But it's. Yeah, it'd be like going a step back in time. I don't think it would really be with kind of cutting edge technology. Whereas kinetic energy is a new idea that's been used by some watches and other devices where you just shake the device and it gives it to power. I mean, the kinetic energy is transformed into power to make the circuit work, or the solar power, which we've been considering inside a building, which is where it's going to be used, might not be quite so useful, but good to look into. Renewable energy is always the way. Lots of considerations for the case, like what sort of shape it would be, curved or flat, and that's got a lot to do with the ergonomics, like how it's comfortable and sits in the hand. We don't want something that's huge and you can't pick up, or too small, or too slidey. I know I've had a remote control before which you couldn't tell which was the front and the back. So it had so many buttons on, and the shape was so symmetrical that I'd be pressing like a volume button instead of the on button, because you can't really see which way around it. We also can choose what materials. We could use metal, we could use rubber, which might be more ideal for the anti-RSI. It's like the same sort of rubber that's used in stress balls and things like that. So it's very like soft, not so stressful. Pony Hans wood. Again, stepping back in time again there, I don't think that's quite up to date with what we're looking for here. Titanium is not going to be possible, even though it just beyond our budget really, but would have been maybe for future projects. I have a choice for buttons as well. We've got some good advances in technology with our research team. I've found some new multiple option scroll buttons. I think that was brought up before. They're basically quite a flexible design, modern. You don't have to use individual buttons. You can just slide up and down. I'm sure we're all quite familiar with those on mobiles or computer, laptop, pads. Yeah, that's true. And that would lead to an advance. Yeah. If we have, yeah, we're going on to that later with the advanced with the LCD, that means we need a really advanced chip. And it's unlikely that that's going to be in our budget. Also, we've got the integrated push button, which is what we're most familiar with. It's most straightforward. But you can incorporate that with a scroll button as well. So good decisions to make there. And this is what I was just saying before, linked into the different, depends on what type of buttons we have and the inputs. Simple would go with the push button. Regular, you could link with the scroll button. And the advanced would have to go with a LCD display. My personal preferences, I think we could go for the kinetic energy source. I think that's quite an advanced kind of technology. It's not been seen before, so it could be quite a novelty factor, attractive as well, and also energy saving because you're producing the energy. You don't need an external sort of battery supply or solar panels. You just give it a shake. Sounds brilliant to me. Rubber casing, I think, we're probably the best if we're going for the anti-RSI and like more choice with aesthetics. Like it could be pretty much any color we want, and gives you more flexibility there. And probably the regular chip as opposed to the simple. Then we could possibly have the scroll and the push, but no LCD because we probably can't afford that one. I think that would there would be an sort of more internal casing, and the rubber would just be the what's in contact with the human. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe if the if it was just kind of a more of a rubber coating which was on to a case, so it was kind of the whole thing would be removable. Yeah, like I can't think of what. Yeah, or like an you can get sort of outer casing for iPods and something that's just it's protective as well. It stops it. I mean. It would reduce the impact if it was dropped or something as well, because it wouldn't damage itself so easily. I think maybe a mixture of both there, maybe. Yeah. And then, yeah. Yeah. As far as I know, it should be. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was Yeah. Yeah. Like as a backup for something. Some alternative just in case something went wrong. That's true. I just thought of that now. Maybe that could be the backup instead of a battery, like solar backup. Yeah, I suppose, but solar. But thing is, it's not, you don't need the solar all the time. It can be stored. It can be like you can have the solar energy and then it can store that energy and use it. It just needs to be in light for a certain amount of time per day, like a few hours a day. So that's true. It could easily. Yeah. I suppose it would be really annoying if you get to think, oh no, I've got to charge my remote today. Like if the kinetic thing, I think what's best about that is that it's instant energy. You don't have to, you know, you can shake it a few times or whatever and it works. Yeah. Instead of you don't have to like make sure it's in the right place to charge and certain stuff. Okay. Yep. There we go. I didn't, it wasn't on mine either. I don't know why. I think I just use the mouse on there. Yeah. So I suppose sometime after you. I suppose on some buttons you would have like the power would be some kind of symbol, and if you wanted to go onto teletext, or I know we're not having that, but I mean a similar thing. There's a little picture with a screen with lines across it, which I suppose it's that sort of thing, like the symbol on the button. But if we're having a simplified display anyway, that we probably won't have to focus so much on that, and be more than the numbers and the volume. I suppose you need to think of symbols for like the volume display and stuff like that. For input. Yeah, that's true. That's in like the buttons with all the different like colors for different choices and things. It can be a bit, yeah, overwhelming. Oh. I'd assume like an internal light that comes through. So there would have to be some parts maybe transparent around the buttons or something. Yeah. It should be able to. Yeah. I think it would be possible. I don't think it would make that much difference. I mean, the dimensions of it, because if it's just like constructed in the same way as like the front cover of a mobile phone, you can like take off the hard cover and then there's the like so the buttons and then you get to the circuit. I don't think it would matter that the buttons were bigger through the top casing. I'm sure you could work it out to fit in the casing without causing too much difficulty. Would that be fine? You're not plugged in yet. It is strange. Well, I think we could possibly take a more abstract design, like look at the basic shapes of different fruits and vegetables, and then just really like strip it down to like really basic shapes. I mean, we don't have to make something in the shape of a strawberry, but it could have the curves of a strawberry or something, or a strawberry seed or a leaf, or just like, you know, really make it quite abstract if that fits in more with what we're doing instead of fruits and vegetables. Just if you look at it straightforward, it's a bit, yeah, it doesn't quite fit in with the trendy. Well, obviously it does if that's the current theme, but maybe we could go more directly, I don't know. But initially, I don't know, I think if we just sort of tone it down a bit. Yeah, and like not, yeah. Yeah. I didn't for the first one, but I have now. Yeah. Hopefully. Project documents, I think. Okay. Kinetic, yeah. Are we going to have a backup? Or do we just I think maybe we could just go for the kinetic energy and be bold and innovative and hope this works, and well, hope that it works. I think, yeah, I think no. I think we should just like take advantage of like using this to its full potential and go for it. It could be that fully kinetic energy. Yeah. Is everyone happy with that? Yeah. It was whether we went for the simple, the regular, or the advanced chip, and that linked in with what buttons we were gonna have. So yeah, but was so that was without the LCD, so that means we are not doing the advanced. So it depends on whether we wanted the scroll buttons or just the push buttons. So that's the simple. Yeah, possibly. So it's probably going to be the regular chip that we're going to need. So it's a medium, so regular chip. Regular, sorry. Regular chip. Lighting, yeah, if we, because of the lighting that we've decided to put in as well. So I think this is just like going to be that very outer case which we will decide on rubber. Rubber. Yeah, plastic rubber coat. Interchangeable, yep, still going for that. Yep. Your screen. Is it? Power, volume. Like, yeah, tone contrast and things, that's a bit. Yeah, it was minimal. Well, it wasn't the. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, and surely that would be like quite specific to the individual television, so. I think most of that comes like on the individual television set itself, isn't it? I'm sure it has its own button, so it don't necessarily need to have it on remote. Yeah. So we're just going for power, channels, volume. Yeah, that's it. We can just go for make it a selling point that is just the basic. Yeah, I brilliant. Okay. I just have one question about the whole fruit and vegetable aspect. Are we, seeing as that was the most popular thing that came up out of your market research, I think we should keep to that rather than moving to animals or something, because even if that may not seem obvious to us, if that's what the surveys brought out, I think we should probably go along with that. So I suppose that'll come out in our design development, but happy to go ahead with the fruit and veg. Yeah. We can have a look at those ideas, yeah. 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 Tricky. A lot of things to consider. Okay. Okay. Thank you.